The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Welcome to your, well, yeah, we're a little bit late, Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. Sorry about that. Been one of those Thursdays, you know? Yeah, it is Thursday, May 9th, 2019. All the best technology news has been happening over the past couple of days. Coming your way right now, in about 5 minutes. Look at something we didn't think we'd be seeing anytime soon. Samsung's got an announcement for us. Not today, though, tomorrow. Yes, apparently Samsung will reveal a new U.S. launch date for its Galaxy Fold. Just not today. This is at least according to the Korean Herald. According to Samsung's CEO, they said they have reviewed the defect that's actually caused all the problems with the phones that have already been out there. But apparently, they think they've got down to the nitty-gritty of what's causing it. Now, you might remember the thing was actually supposed to launch on April 26 in the U.S., but you can't really do that when you got a foldable phone that decides to crack on about the third or fourth open and close. But now that they completed all the internal testing on the defective review samples, they've tweaked the manufacturing process now, and it looks like the Galaxy Fold has got the green light again. Something that people have been kind of waiting for if you use Android Auto, dark mode. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Yes, Android Auto is getting a little bit of a refresh, shall we say, and it's actually going to be coming this summer, promising it'll be more intuitive, actionable. Is that really a word? I guess so. And apparently will require fewer taps to get things done. But yeah, that's not the big thing. The big thing, yeah, dark mode. The actual point of this refresh, at least according to Android Auto product manager Rod Lopez, is to help you get on the road faster. Boy, that's sounds like a PR statement, doesn't it? And to show you more useful information at a glance and simplify common tasks while driving. Yeah. Come on, Rod. It's all about dark mode. Dropbox. Oh, yes. We all know it's cloud storage, but now it's cold storage? Huh? Yeah, you heard me correctly. Dropbox has announced a new storage system for files. These are the ones that are actually not frequently accessed by its users. Nope, not cloud storage, cold storage. This new cold storage is adopting the SMR technology, basically improving the efficiency and lowering the cost to store your files. Even though I doubt we'll see this in their cost per month, it's more on their end. File access now will be divided into two categories, warm and cold. Yep, just like your shower. Then they'll be assigning each file based on how frequently they're accessed. According to Dropbox, the cool tier will actually run on the same hardware, but will actually reduce costs and disk usage by 25% without compromising anything. Not a bad idea. Tell you what, I got a lot of files right now I just want to stick in freezing. I don't even want to see them again. But I want to keep them there just so I know that, you know, they're there. And finally, I couldn't leave this one alone. This has been all over the internet in the last few days, but I just had to. Talking about Game of Thrones and a coffee cup. Yes, we all know there was a coffee cup that made a cameo in last Sunday's Game of Thrones episode. Don't worry, won't say any spoilers here. I didn't watch it myself. But those diehard Game of Thrones geeks out there sure noticed this. What appeared to be actually a Starbucks cup, which we found out later, I guess, wasn't a Starbucks cup. Nonetheless, though, it looked like a damn Starbucks cup. So much, in fact, Starbucks actually tweeted out saying, to be honest, we were surprised that they didn't order a dragon drink. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, Starbucks definitely got some free publicity out of this. But that free publicity is over. The fun's also over for us, too. Yes, dear old HBO had to ruin our fun. Because if you see last week's episode anytime now and into the future, that coffee cup, it's gone. Yes, by the grace of digital technology, the coffee cup has been completely removed. Meaning now it will just be a distant memory. That is, if we didn't have a thing called the internet. Yeah, HBO. We're always going to remember this. Always. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website, of course, for all the BTN podcasts over there. If you're not subscribed to them, go check them out right now. Get subscribed. You have no idea what you're missing. So much wonderful content for you up there. Find us on Facebook, too, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show. Be back with you tomorrow. Oh, yeah, for your Friday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well for you. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.